The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Thanks for checking out the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I sound a little different than I normally do because your girl is just getting over bronchitis. It came for me hard. I was out of work for an entire week. I had no voice at all. So even if I sound a little troll under the bridgey, it's a lot better than it was. On the podcast today, you're actually going to hear my brand new producer. His name is Tom, and he's awesome. A dad of four. There's a lot that I could learn in the parenting sphere from him. So you're going to get to know him a little bit in today's episode. At the very end of the podcast, we're going to bring back Taste Test Tuesday, and we try an iconic Easter candy with a twist. But we're kicking off the podcast playing a game that I think will be pretty fun for you to play along with. It's a song battle with TV theme songs. Do you watch a lot of TV?
Oh, tons.
Yeah,
tons.
An unhealthy amount for me too.
Yeah, like with my own kids, I don't do that as much. Okay. I think we should test you, Joy.
Oh, I think I'm going to slay. Let's go.
Yeah, you talk a big game. Let's see. Okay. Let's see how well you know your TV themes. She has no idea. I picked this out myself.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's the first one. Come on, Joy.
Wait. It's a cool TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not. I want to say Saved by the Bell, but it's not. I know that theme. Oh, wait. Like 90210?
Boom. That's
yes.
It. Man, you were disappointing me at first, but you got it.
Okay. I was not allowed to watch that, actually.
So how did you get it?
I don't know. I just knew it was about that, like that era.
Okay. So you got one. You ready for the next one?
Absolutely. This is harder than I thought.
Okay.
Oh.
I'd be surprised if you got this one.
It's very old.
Yes.
It's not Love Boat.
No.
Not the Waltons.
Not the Waltons.
Little House on the Prairie.
No.
Okay, I have no idea.
You give up?
Mm-hmm.
Should I say what it is?
Yeah, tell me.
MASH.
Oh, I never watched MASH.
Oh, I never did either, but I would just know the theme.
It was a very, very popular show.
Ugh. All right, you want to do one more?
I think this is my final one. Yeah.
I honestly don't know you well enough to know if you'll get this, but I don't think you're going to get this. So,
if it's as old as MASH, I won't.
Here we go.
This feels like a crime show.
No, not a crime show.
Murder, She Wrote. Oh, I have no idea.
Think doctor. It's... Doctor show.
Oh, what's a doctor show? ER?
No. Joy.
I have no idea. No. What is it?
It's House.
Oh, I never watched that either.
Oh, see?
Okay, I thought I watched TV. I did terrible.
Who's this?
I'm Lauren.
Lauren, here is your TV theme song clip.
Oh my word, I know this, but it's like,
Is it somewhere deep off in the recesses of your brain?
Yeah, it is.
Whatever happened to the milkman, the paper man?
Yeah.
Even MTV. I don't know. Wasn't it something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, everywhere man. You look.
Everywhere is a heart.
There's a heart. There's a heart.
Somebody who needs you. Does that help?
Who's this?
This is Esther. Full House.
Yay!
Yay!
Woo! You got it, dude. That was the show of my childhood. I almost changed my name to DJ. Wait, I am a DJ.
You are.
I lived out my dream. You know that family plans are the cheapest way to go, especially with cell phones. But there also comes a time when kids normally get kicked off. But I just found out that that is not the case with producer Tom's family.
So my wife, Jessica, is still on my in-law's cell phone plan.
It's probably rude for me to ask how old she is, but definitely late 20s.
Early 30s. Sorry, honey. See, I revealed the age. I'm sorry.
He didn't say an exact number.
No.
Early 30s, and they're still fully paying for her cell phone. I'm so jealous.
I was kind of upset about it at first because, look, we're married, and it's just like, she should be on my plan, you know?
So you want to add her.
Yeah, but then my wife's like, yeah, but that's another bill.
It
like,
is.
And it's so expensive.
Sweet. I actually think it's so sweet they're paying for her cell phone because as soon as I got married to my husband, his parents kicked him off everything. Like, he's younger than me. That was when it happened for him. But my parents kicked me off at 25. They're like, you need to find something called car insurance. I was like, what? It's terrifying. So it does bring up, when do you cut people off? That's different. So for your wife, she's never been cut off.
No, not at all.
Tell me when you were.
I think as soon as I left the house.
Like 18 almost. Yeah. See, I think some people are tougher on the boys. So if you have a daughter, keep her on as long as you can.
Hey, it's Joy. Just taking a quick break from this podcast to tell you about our incredible sponsors. Garbage trucks are my new favorite thing. I have a toddler who's obsessed, so every Wednesday you can find us wandering around our neighborhood just trying to catch a glimpse of the trash truck. The other day, they actually honked and waved at my son from the truck. You would have thought he was going to explode. He was so excited because he felt like he got their personalized attention. See, if you're thinking about refinancing your home, you don't want to go with one of these big companies that's going to make you feel like just a number. You deserve to refinance your home with United Faith Mortgage, who's going to make you feel the way that my son felt when they waved at him, like he was one of them. See, it's run by a father and son team, John and Ryan. And when I refinanced my home with them, they were there to answer any question and walk us through. Also, they have this incredible thing called a direct lender advantage. It means there's no middleman, and that advantage often allows you to get a better rate. That could save you monthly and lifelong money. So head to UnitedFaithMortgage.com and get treated like one of the family.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Midland, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
With everything going on in the news right now, we're more aware than ever that there are hungry people out there in situations they shouldn't have to be in. And I'm so grateful that our podcast sponsor, Food for the Hungry, has been helping those in poverty for almost 50 years. They're inspired by Christian beliefs that every single person has value. And one of the ways they help is with the Chicken of the Month Club. For $28 a month, you provide two chickens to a different vulnerable family every single month. There's a little boy named Benjamin in Bolivia that I'm highlighting this month, and their family was able to receive two chickens. And his mom said, "We'd never even eaten eggs before. But now that my kids are getting that nutrition, I see their health improving. They feel good enough to go out and play with other kids. They're not malnourished anymore." And the reason they got those chickens is because somebody like you went online and joined the Chicken of the Month Club. It's just $28 a month, less than a dollar a day, and you can take care of a family in Jesus' name. Text the word FLOCK, that's F-L-O-C-K, to 91979 to learn more. Click the link in the show notes or just go to fh.org/joy. And you know, there is a lot of rough news out there, especially turning it on today and seeing what happened in New York City. So that's why we definitely need some joyful news.
Oh my goodness, Major League Baseball is back. That's a win for me, Joy. I love baseball. And this player interviewed by his sister, which is kind of cool because his sister is this new sports reporter. And the player's name is Taylor. He's a pitcher from the Texas Rangers. And even though his team lost, they lost 6-4, he and his sister shared a real sweet moment when she was asking him questions. She basically asked him the emotion that he had knowing that she was in the stands watching and knowing that he was going to lose in front of her.
I guess as being a big brother, you try to set the best example and try to do the best I can. I know I'm going to fail. Hopefully being able to let you know that no matter what you go through, to not waver off your faith and definitely don't doubt God.
What a powerful moment. I'm one of those siblings. I don't know about you. You're the youngest, right?
I am. Yeah.
Tom doesn't know what it's like to be an older sibling, but I've got younger brothers, and every time they ask me anything, I think, how can I make this a teachable moment? So he literally wanted to show his sister something that's much more powerful. And do you know how she reacted to that?
Oh, probably tears.
Exactly. Kind of like us. That's so moving.
Yeah.
You know, it's Easter week. All the good candies are out. But Peeps is not happy with just being the candy of Easter. They've got all these crazy new flavors. And that's why it's time to resurrect.
Get in my belly. Come on.
Taste Test Tuesday. It has been a minute since we did this. I'm so grateful. Producer Tom is in charge. Tell me what we're going to eat.
All right. So in honor of Easter, we got to do the Peeps, right? And they have flavored Peeps at this point, Joy. So I don't know. Are you into like hot stuff?
No.
No? I'm not really either. I'm kind of nervous about this, to be honest. So there is a hot tamale Peep.
Okay, I just peeped over the table and he's holding something that looks like the devil. It's a bright red peep.
Yeah, it's the hot tamale peep.
I don't understand why they would do that.
To burn your mouth. To be very mean.
Some people say that there's something good when you do like a sweet heat. So there's a shot. So we're going to give these a taste.
Yeah.
Do you actually think they're going to be good?
No. My expectation is really low on this. So, all right. So I guess I'll grab one, right?
This is producer Tom's first taste test Tuesday, and he's already trying to burn my face.
I'm sorry.
Imagine that the devil took hold of your Easter candy. That's what it looks like. Oh, no. It smells hot.
It smells like Big Red. Remember the gum?
The Big Red gum. I actually liked that gum.
So maybe we'll like
this. Beginning. All right, here we go. The hot tamale
peep. Hot tamale, yep.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
I forgot how much I don't like a peep.
It's mushy.
Do you like peeps?
I do not, but I like jumbo marshmallow.
Okay. I don't like how much marshmallow this is.
Yeah.
But I'm not hating the spice. It's not bad. It's very, very subtle. I feel like I'm choking on the peep.
I was expecting more like heat. Like,
there's not a lot of heat.
It's just not spicy.
It's a tiny bit. I'm going to go along. Okay. We're going to give this a 1 to 5 rating. I'm surprised. I'm going to give this an 8.
1 to 5? You're giving it an 8?
Yeah. I kind of want to eat the rest of it.
Oh my God. 1 to 5, I'm doing a 3.
A three.
My skills are tough.
It's because you don't like peeps in the first place.
That's right.
So here's what we've decided. If you're a peep eater, go ahead and get the devil peeps. I think they're pretty delicious. Okay, so this is 3 seconds of a brand new song on Way FM. Listen up. That's all you get. That's literally all you get.
So I gotta say the last line?
You have to guess what the song is.
Oh, I thought I was doing like continuing the words.
Well, do you know the next couple words?
Can't take the church out of me.
See? He got that.
I would have done so good.
That part is correct. But do you know the name of the artist or the song? He's trying so hard.
I am. I'm really trying.
Do you need it one more time?
One more. Let's do it. Never gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church. Bumblebee.
People are already calling because they know it and you do not.
And I came in confident. Okay. I'm in over my head on
this. Give me a guess for the artist if you don't know the name of the song.
Ann Wilson.
Yes!
Wait, is that right? Oh my gosh!
Ann Wilson! That's right!
I told you!
I cannot believe he got that right. Way to go!